With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Biden administration urging Ukraine to quickly increase the size of its military. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The White House has pushed more than $56 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion. But Biden officials believe Ukraine needs more troops to stay in the fight with Russia. According to the National Security Council, manpower is the most vital need Ukraine has at the moment. To meet that need, a senior administration official says the White House wants Ukraine to lower its draft age from 25 to 18. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, AP correspondent Rob Gillies reports on the outcome of a meeting in Florida Friday between President-elect Donald Trump and the Canadian Prime Minister.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with Trump and some incoming Trump cabinet officials. This was something that was put together very quickly at Mar-a-Lago. They had dinner for about 3 hours. They discussed border security. They discussed fentanyl. They discussed NATO, Ukraine, Canada hosting the G7 next year. They discussed pipelines. Canadian officials said it was a positive conversation.
Also at SRNnews.com, Mexican immigration authorities have broken up two small migrant caravans that were apparently headed toward the United States. They say some migrants were bused to cities in southern Mexico. Others were offered transit papers. Donald Trump says Mexico's president has agreed to stop the unauthorized migration across the border. President Claudia Sheinbaum says migrants and caravans are taken care of before they reach the U.S. border. This is SRN News. Cuba is persecuting Christians.
After the death of Fidel Castro, things got a little better for believers in the communist enclave, but it's still no picnic. The Alliance of Christians of Cuba has released a new report indicating that the government continues to force all churches to register with the state and breaks up house churches, imposing big fines on pastors. In fact, the Cuban authorities have imposed nearly $45,000 in fines on Christians this year alone. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say a key factor in President Trump's victory on Election Day was his effort to seek the votes of people of faith whom Democrats ignored. That included smaller religious groups far from the mainstream. Just 1 week prior to the election, Mr. Trump directed a social media post to Coptic Christians, whose church, of course, has ancient roots in Egypt. This is SRN News. Southwest Airlines ending its cabin service earlier. Starting next month, here's Bob Agnew.
Beginning on December 4th, flight attendants will begin preparing the cabin for landing at an altitude of 18,000 feet instead of the current 10,000 feet. The company says it's making those changes to reduce the risk of in-flight turbulence injuries. For passengers, that means they'll need to return their seats to an upright position or do other pre-landing procedures earlier than before. While turbulence-related fatalities are quite rare, injuries have piled up over the years. Bob Agner reporting.
Vietnam has approved the construction of a high-speed railway connecting Hanoi in the north with Ho Chi Minh, formerly Saigon, in the south. It is expected to cost $67 billion and stretch more than 950 miles. Train expected to travel at speeds up to 217 miles per hour. More details at SRNnews.com.